Okay, tell me, what was the first speech that you heard when the strike began?
Do you want me to repeat it? I repeated it. You got it. If you listen to the tape, you got it on there.
But tell me, what was the first, how you went, the strike began, you came home, and your father explained to you what a strike was.
Yeah.
And then how did you first go to the union hall? Who did you hear speak?
I heard this speech in Yiddish. If all the little waters could unite in one big ocean, the ship would not sink. That how Bemos, this is telling Jews, this is how Bemos unite and be strong. We'll win the strike. And then there was the editor from the poet. He was asking me, I said, this is too funny for words, really. He haunted me. I went for vacation somewhere from you. But I remember this is what he said. He was a Lutheran. He said, we should not go back to work until we have a union close up. That's what you want to hear.
Now that was the first speech
that,
you heard?
Those are the first speeches that I heard. He said, after the strike, when human got recognition. He wasn't recognized for a long time. Even after the 1910 strike, after 1911, they wouldn't let him in high class in March. But we made a stoppage and struck. And later on, because he got married in 1950, he got married. My mother saw him. I took a few pictures of him. He doesn't wear those prone pants anymore. I said, I don't wear his clothes now either. I mean, it's just...
But so we're going back to 1910, where there were several marches in the city. Weren't there during the strike? Do you remember any of the marches?
The what?
There were some marches and demonstrations during the strike. Do you remember any of those?
There was... Marches, you're referring to the strikers that were killed. That's so gruesome. I don't see how people 100 years from now wouldn't believe it. A man doing nothing, standing on the picket line, shot through the back. And the one was a Lithuanian guy, as I recall, and the other one was, I think, Polish. In 1950, it was the Jewish guy that was killed. He was nothing done. He couldn't speak. Can I describe Canada, describe an incident like that? He marched like you see soldiers marching to mass funeral. That's just how it was. There was crying going on, flowers, pennies, but they jumped from the 1910 to the 1950 strike.
You want to
hold me to the 1910 strike, text of my thinking capacity. I don't know just what you want to know. There's so much that can be said about it. If I sit here from today till next year, I won't be able to tell it all. Now, the strike would have never been successful, no how, if it wouldn't have been for people like Jane Addams, Starr, and others, the social workers that helped. Then you had Clarence Dale, who is our attorney. The break came, as far as the 19th strike is concerned, really came about in spite of the fact that one of the partners from Hartshaft & Marks said, until you see this sign, Hartshaft & Marks, there will never be union. Schaffner did not say that. At least he claimed that he never knew that such conditions prevailed there. And when he got to know about it, he broke away from the association. That's how the strike, with the help of people like Jane Addams and others like her, that he managed to get a preferential shot. And now, Rickett, who was the place of Kilminster, he was the leader of the United Garment Workers. It just, at least, I can understand now, at that time, it made believe, at least, they made me believe that he sold us out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what all the books claim, too.
What?
That's what all the books claim,
it's too. It's not so. I tell you. There's a lot of, I learned differently. They talked that way about jumpers. Now, jumpers is being hailed. I mean, I don't go for that kind of stuff. I don't care who says it. I'm speaking my own version of it. But they were sure they were interested in selling labels. What the hell are they doing today?
Mm.
They're not selling labels? I mean, they criticize the fact that it's not a question of a union, it's a question of selling labels. I mean, it works both ways.
Okay. What? You don't remember any demonstrations with Jane Addams and all the rest of them?
I'm telling you that it wouldn't...
Just the funeral procession, isn't it?
Big march, there wasn't a holiday that didn't utilize for the purpose of demonstrating. Every given holiday, Labor Day, 1st of May. 1st of May was recognized as a legal holiday. It's in the Constitution. They became not reactionary, but they became, they became...
Respectable.
I can't repeat myself.
Well, you don't remember any other details of the 1910 strike, any incidences that happened on the picket line?
What do you want me to tell you? That my knuckles were hurt? All that stuff. That's personal.
That's the only thing that makes it interesting to have the personal as well.
Let me tell you about the 1910 strike. My brother, for instance, the one I went to visit, he was on strike. And he was a good striker. And we used to go to homes, beat up scabs.
You two of you together, you mean?
No, he went with a bunch of guys. No, what I did was distribute leaflets and all that. Or if I get a hold of women in the dark, that was later on. 1910, I didn't do those things. 1915 was better. I didn't know. So-called. I was more civilized. But I want to tell you about the 1910 strike. My brother and the committee went to a home to beat up the man of the house, who was scared. Now, take it to the lawyer's word. I just reminded him while I was there that knocking the door, they wouldn't let him in. They broke in. My brother comes in and sees the candles are lit, the challah on the table. And he had a couple of going with him, and they want to make a job. But my brother was pretty, and he says, let's get out of here. He didn't allow him. He got a home. Outside, yes. No, but it's just actually funny. It's just actually funny. He didn't want to hit the step. Well, I don't think I would have been that good. Once I'm there, I can't go this day. For this day, I can't swallow or be near a step. I feel like they're contagious. Sometimes we had business agents that were scared. I could never associate them. He used to ask Frank, I said, how can you do? Well, they can change. And they see, I am no good when it comes to these things. I'm not very changeable.
If you were telling me, during the flight, you said that you and your friend would share the same skirt. What does that mean, though? What did you wear normally to work if you didn't have a skirt of your own?
Everything was, listen, we were on flight for 11 weeks or 12 weeks, 3 months. Everything wore out.
Mm.
It wore out. I didn't have shoes. Those couldn't go to school. What do you mean what I wore? I tell you what I wore. See, I was already an earner. I was earning $8-$9 a week. And that $8-$9 at that time was like $40-$50 nowadays. No comparison. But we were left penniless. And my mother was not a housekeeper. She didn't know that. She never learned the value of a penny. Never. I told you that. Whatever I earned, I gave to her. She managed until I put my foot down. I told her, you're going to live on what you have, or I beat it. I'll leave the house. I said, this was about 1912, 13. I sent her away to Baton Harbor. She wasn't strong. She'd taken credit until they stopped giving. You know, she knew no end. She was always that way.
Mm.
Well, in the old country, she wanted me to wear a dress like the richest, the white dad. She made Sabbath, no matter what. She used to pawn the jewelry a long time ago. I told her about the jewelry, I wanted to buy some of the jewelry that was falsified. It wasn't the original stone in the ring that she found everything. For the Sabbath, my second older sister, she says, I'm going to fix so that we'll have during the week something to eat. Everything is for the Sabbath and the whole week is starved. So she went to work and whatever, they made kosher, the chicken or the goose, whatever it was, and she hid away part of the chicken or the goose in a pot. And Monday and Tuesday she took it out, and she made a big meal. And my mother gave her a howl. She stole from the father. And she was a beautiful soul and an intelligent person, but not a... So you ask about their clothes. Who had clothes?
What did you have exactly when you were working, say before the strike, in the shop? What would you wear?
A skirt and a blouse.
And you had this one shirt and a blouse?
Then I can show you a picture because I bought a suit. When I earned money, I wanted a willow plume. I wanted everything else. Oh, I was dressed. I had my clothes made to order, my suits made to order.
Well, that was later, though.
Yes, sure. But those days, I had my father's brother's wife. She was a skinny woman. I don't know. I wore her clothes. I wore everybody's clothes. I didn't. I wore my mother's jacket that she brought to Europe. You wouldn't believe it. I bet it was.